the age limit for people joining on Garda Síochána. It's thought to be going from 35 at the moment up to as high as 45 or even as high as 50. There's a number of different issues affecting the Gardaí, and recruitment and retention, is this one of the things being used to solve it? Well, with me in our studio is Eddie Walsh, Kerry representative for the Garda Representative Association. Eddie, good morning to you. And just first of all, what's the GRA's response to this proposed change, which looks like it may well be coming in?
Good morning, Jory. The GRA always welcome any initiative to recruit Gardaí and to increase the number of Gardaí in the county and in the country. The general reaction is that this is basically a reaction to the recruitment and retention crisis that's in Gardaí Síochána at the moment. There's less people joining the job. We have a higher percentage of people leaving the job. We've already 86 resigned this year alone. It looks like it'll go to 110. So if you take the last 3 years in total, we have over 300 Gardaí who have resigned from the job. That's 10%, or 100 Gardaí a year, that's 10% of any recruitment. Where we don't knock this idea of the Cabinet proposing members, we'll say, raising the age limit from 35 to possibly 40 or 45. It's hard to imagine a person, I would say, in their 40s or 45 or even 50, if they're in employment and if they have a mortgage and maybe married with kids going to school, that they're going to leave a job and join on Garda Síochána. I've spoken previously on the programme, it's paying conditions, and for the present recruits, the allowance is for 33 weeks. You're on €184 while you're training. So, to be honest with you, you're not being negative, but it's very hard to imagine a 40-year-old plus leaving their employment to join in Garda Síochána.
And we've the nuts and bolts of it in terms of the pay rate you'd go in at, the pension you'd have, how many years, that'd all have to be worked out, I'd imagine, in terms of trying to entice people of that age group to go into the job.
Correct, Jory. The only person will say, if you're already in a state job, you could carry over your state service, but a person will say that's in private employment, and if they join the job at 45, they definitely wouldn't have the same pension rights or entitlement to the person that joined at 25 with 30-year service.
Yeah.
Like paying conditions is key at the moment, and like I said already, pay for recruits and conditions, and I suppose I could not but not mention the main topic at the moment in our organisation is rosters, and it's causing a lot of my members frustration, anger. Morale is probably at its lowest ebb in the job, it has been in years, and anyone that says morale in the Garda Síochána at the moment is not on the, it's not at low ebb, it's probably removed from the situation. It's rosters, and if even the present system where we work four on, four off, it's working, it's as a life balance, it's even for time winding, cost of living is rising, it suits members. And even 2 days ago I heard the Minister for Justice on air on the radio station saying that the only way to solve rosters was dialogue, to get around the table, to go into negotiations.
Yeah.
And I have to say the GRA are always willing for negotiations. We didn't walk away from negotiations, the Commissioner walked away from negotiations, and we had a roster proposal back in November 2022, and now the Commissioner is telling us that this proposal is not workable. Even we have 350 less Gardaí, we have another 100 due to retire for Christmas and possibly another 50 to resign, so we're going to be down 500 Gardaí, and they still want a roster implemented that we believe won't work.
Yeah, so you're saying, like, aside from the 45 to 50, the terms and conditions and the pay, you're not going to get a flood of people applying anyway, even if all those things work out for those people. The fundamental problem with recruitment is paying conditions, but also in terms of holding on to retention, the roster situation. So are the GRA saying, look, the minute the commissioner needs to change his view on the roster system as to why there was a breakdown? He's saying, look, I've talked to you, this is the way I believe it'll work best for policing in Ireland, and I have to move on. But you're saying, no, you need to listen to us, our proposal, what we have at the moment is working well in terms of work-life balance, but that needs to be sorted out, or you won't get the young guards stepping in to be guards.
Well, Jory, we realise the roster was changed because of COVID for 2.5 years, and the COVID roster was extended 15 times. The Commissioner stated back in November 2022 that he could not go back onto what we call five units, which is 6 days on, 4 days off, 10-hour shifts. We're presently on 4 days on, 4 days off, 12-hour shifts. He stated that he could not go back to the five-unit roster because he hadn't the manpower. And we're saying, fast forward to August 2023, we're going to be down 450 extra members. So we can see how this view has changed dramatically in 9 months and how it will work. What we're saying is go back into negotiations. Our members want negotiations. Our members want a roster that's suitable for child-minding, cost of living, life balance. The only way to start this is go back into negotiations. We didn't leave negotiations. The Commissioner referred the roster to the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission. Like I said, the Minister for Justice has stated 2 days ago she wants everyone to turn around the table. Negotiations takes two parties at the moment. There's only one party in the room, so we're looking for go back into negotiations to negotiate a roster to suit some members best.
If he doesn't, Eddie, how seriously will you be taking it with a view to perhaps maybe, you know, I won't say industrial relations, but down those lines to vote, to signal your displeasure as an organisation, shall I put it that way?
Well, the frustration on the ground has grown, and that frustration led to a confidence motion in the Commissioner. Ballots were sent out to our nearly 12,000 members. I don't want to preempt the result of the ballots. The ballots are due back on the 11th, counting by an independent body on the 12th. The result will be known by the 13th, and there'll be a special delegate conference of all our 156 members representing every district in the country. And from there, we discuss the plan forward. But like I said already, the only way to start any problem is sit down on the table in negotiations. And unfortunately, there's only one party in the room at the moment.
In the meantime, you would hope that the Minister and by extension the Commissioner would come back to the table.
That's correct, Jory. Like I said, Minister McEntee stated 2 days ago on national radio that she, the only way was, her exact words were dialogue, sit around the table, and she wanted a roster issues resolved by negotiations.
Okay, Eddie, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about it on the programme this morning. If you have a view for us on what the GRA are saying in relation to how you get Gardaí to stay in the force and new ones to join up in sufficient numbers to bolster numbers and get more Gardaí on the streets, then get in touch with us on the programme. No objection to the increase in age limit, but that's not the answer.